Good morning, and welcome to the Virtus Energy Third Quarter 2015 Results Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note, this event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mike Chernofsky. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Virtus Energy's third quarter and nine-month 2015 financial results conference call. My name is Mike Chernofsky, Division Controller and Manager of Financial Reporting at Virtus Energy. The financial report press release was issued yesterday after the close of the market. The press release is available on the company's website at www.virtusenergy.ca under the Investor tab and then subheading News Releases. A copy of this call will be available for review approximately 1 hour after its completion through the webcast link found on Virtus's homepage as well as in the earnings press release. Before we begin, I would like to state the following. During this call, the management and representatives of Virtus Energy, Inc. may make comments that may be deemed forward-looking statements, which are not purely historical and include any statements regarding beliefs, plans, expectations, or intentions regarding the future. Such forward-looking statements include, among other things, the development, costs, and results of new business opportunities. Actual results could differ from those projected in any forward-looking statements due to numerous factors. Such factors include risks associated with the company's business involving the company's products, their development and distribution, economic and competitive factors, the company's key strategic relationships, and other risks detailed in the company's SEDAR filings. Virtus Energy assumes no obligation to update any forward-looking information with respect to announcements described herein. With us today is Christopher Robertson, CEO of Virtus Energy, and Michel Rebiere, the company's CFO. Christopher will provide an update on the business, followed by a review of the financial results by Michel. Then we will open it up for questions. I would now like to turn the call over to Virtus Energy's CEO, Christopher Robertson.
Thank you for all joining us today. Before I talk about the quarter, I would like to give you a brief overview of the market conditions. We continue to see strong demand for our product in the U.S. Northeast and in Europe into next year. Our three North American brands have all grown in terms of market share over the last year. We anticipate additional supply of all three brands to be signed over the next few months. Most of this volume is through Virtus merchants, which continues to grow at a staggering pace and addresses revenue shortfalls from Okanagan Pellet Company. Last quarter, I reported that we were well on our way to achieving economic progress at Scotia, and I am pleased to report that on an EBITDA basis, we've had the first profitable quarter at Scotia Atlantic since startup. Our right-sizing model worked, and we are pleased with the initial results. As well, the industrial pellets from Scotia continue to be high demand, and later this week we'll be loading our largest ship to date. Last quarter, I reported that due to ever-increasing government regulatory oversight, we voluntarily suspended operations at OPC and began our three-phase equipment and process improvement project. We have completed phase one and two, but we're not operational during Q3. During the fourth quarter, we will run the shavings line of business exclusively in an effort to clear the backlog of orders, which are close to 1.5 million. Our second priority will be designing a process to package and ship third-party pellets at OPC. And finally, phase three of our project is scheduled to start at Q1 2016. We expect OPC to return to its historic revenue and profitability levels in 2016. Despite financial impact of OPC in Q3, we did see a marked improvement in sales over Q2. Sales rebounded to $8.4 million for the quarter and almost $23 million for the nine-month period. This was a result of strong expected sales from VMI and continued consistent production and sales at Scotia. Of note, we also sold over 33,000 tons this quarter, which is lower than Q3 2014 due to OPC. However, The average price this year was over $250 per ton on a consolidated basis compared to $190 per ton in the same period last year. Gross margins were also substantially improved over last year as well as the previous quarter. In fact, all operating divisions contributed a gross profit this quarter, also a first. G&A costs were down almost $150,000 in Q3, and we should see that to continue in Q4. The costs of OPC not being operational were almost $1 million during the quarter, with the sizable amount of that being raw material that was purchased in accordance of our contract obligations, but not used. We intend to recover some of that material in subsequent quarters. Although we are not happy with the financial results this quarter, it is clear to see that the business is improving. If OPC had not been a temporary suspension, the company would have experienced a positive EBITDA quarter for the first time in its history. We expect that to occur on a run rate basis by the end of Q4 and a full quarter in Q1 2016. A final note, and I'll return it over to Michelle. Despite the lower cash balances, I am satisfied that we have improved cash flow and sufficient access to the additional capital required.
Thank you, Chris. Revenue returned to normal levels this quarter at $8.4 million, up $750,000 from Q3 last year of $7.6 million, despite the fact that volume was down by 17%. Revenue was also up over last quarter by over $2.6 million. VMI contributed over 50% of sales this quarter. For the nine-month period, sales were $22.9 million, an increase of 15% over 2014. Gross profit increased by $1.27 million to $716,000 in Q3 2015 from negative $556,000 in Q3 2014. The increase in gross profit for the quarter is primarily attributable to a significant improvement at Scotia of approximately $1.2 million. Of note, Scotia material costs as a percentage of sales dropped from 77% in Q3 2014 to 48% in Q3 2015. Although sales were at a similar level during this period both years, fiber costs and overheads were down by almost $1 million. This is a further testament to the success of the right-sizing plan. Consolidated gross margin for the quarter was 8.6% and represents a positive contribution from each operating division. As Chris stated, this is the first quarter where every division had a positive contribution. Gross profit for the nine-month period was $404,000, compared with a negative gross profit of $550,000 in 2014. Selling and marketing costs are up $67,000 due to the significant VMI sales. The G&A is down to $890,000 from $1,030,000 last year. Operating expenses are up due to the reclass of $984,000 of expenses related to the temporary suspension of plant operations at OPC. Net loss for the quarter was $1.6 million attributable to the company, with a comprehensive loss of $1.8 million. This quarter's loss is primarily attributed to the temporary suspension of operations at OPC. Other items increased by $218,000 over last year, which included interest expenses associated with additional Cornwell loans of $2.8 million, as well as the foreign exchange loss in Q3 of approximately $70,000. Turning to the balance sheet, cash balances have declined to $590,000, including restricted cash. However, we have over $6.1 million in accounts receivable and inventory. We expect to reach positive cash flow in the short term in early 2016. And as Chris mentioned, we are satisfied we have access to sufficient financial resources. Accounts receivable of $1.8 million during the quarter increased from $1.4 million at year-end. Our DSO continues to be strong, with 97% of the accounts receivable are current. Inventory increased $2.3 million over last year to $4.2 million at the end of Q3. This is consistent with the inventory build we achieved going into fourth quarter in the heating season. As of today, a good portion of this inventory has already been sold. Accounts payable and accrued liability decreased by $450,000 over year-end to $3.5 million. This is due in part to the VMI U.S. line of credit of $3 million. The remainder of the line of credit is OPC's line with Royal Bank. Deferred income of $389,000 is primarily prepaid customer orders for both OPC and VMI. Loans payable increased $2.9 million at year-end to $10.9 million, including short-term loans. The increase is primarily attributed to the working capital and fiber loan from Cornwall Investments in Q1. PP&E decreased to $9.1 million, but includes $850,000 in upgrades at OPC. I will now turn the call over to Chris for final remarks.
Thank you, Michelle. Although the time involved in Phase 1 and 2 upgrades at OPC have taken longer than expected, we are pleased with the outcome. Our raw material storage system, one of the largest expenditures during the quarter, is in place and receiving material. This could result in increased production of our shavings product line initially, and in the first half of next year, pellets. It also provides for safe handling materials, which is now required by regulators. Last quarter, we revised our revenue guidance to $30 million, and we are on track to do this. Positive EBITDA is likely to occur on a run rate basis by year end, but for the full quarter in Q1 2016. Despite OPC's temporary suspension, we have improved the business during this period with credit facilities, more efficient railcar turns, and reduced costs at head office. We are confident that when OPC comes back online, the company will be stronger than ever before and will start to deliver consistent, solid results to shareholders. I will now turn it over to the operator.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. To withdraw your question, please press star, then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. And showing no questions, this will conclude the conference. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.